I'd been up reading and doing something. Her and my uncle, her husband was dead, my grandfather, like I told you. But one of her sons, my uncle, was living there with her, and he wasn't married at that time. So I was out on the back porch there washing my feet. Had a little old foot tub and was washing my feet, and they had two or three dogs there. And them dogs started out toward the road there barking. And so I happened to look up, and I seen a light coming up the road to the house from the main road.
Uh-huh.
And so I thought it was just somebody coming along there, toting a limb, coming to the store for something. Wasn't too late, maybe 9 o'clock. But they'd already gone to bed. It was in the summertime, and they was tired, you know, and going to bed early. Grandma called and asked me, said, "How?" I said, "What's them dogs barking at out there?" I said, "Oh, nothing, Grandma. Somebody coming up the road to the store with a limb." So right below the house, just before they got up to the house, or would have got up to the house, there was a little flower garden there. By the time that light got along, even with the flower garden, the dogs really got after it good then and run right on out right up to it almost. When they run right up to it and got to barking the loudest, that light just rose up about twice high as your head and just pitched off down there toward the woods. And my uncle had a hog lot down there. Just a big wide end lot that went on back down in the woods to the creek, you know, where the hog could range in and get water. And that's true. That light went right on across that flower garden. There was a big field of cotton between the flower garden and the hog lot in the woods, and went right on across that cotton field and across that hog lot into the woods and disappeared over there. And I never have known what that was from that day.
That certainly sounds like a ghost to me.
And then I called them and told them about what happened. I said, just told them just what I told you. And I said, that's just the way it was. I thought it was somebody coming to the store. Before they got out there, they'd gone and disappeared. They didn't see it.
Uh-huh.
But I did.
That's interesting.
And there's another time we live at that old grill place, me and Charlie and F.G. Greer, they was two cousins. We'd been possum hunting that night, and we caught three or four possums. And it started raining on us, and we had to come in. And it was drizzling rain then. We was there right beside the well, had a little old shelter over the well, and we were sort up under the shelter right next to the well boxing, trying to get a possum out of the sack. They was going to give me a possum, and F.G. had the dogs that time, I think. The dog belonged to him. But anyway, we were sitting down there, squatting down, trying to get that possum out of the sack. And I don't know which one it was. Looked out that kind of towards the barn, seen this light out there, and it looked like somebody with a lamp or a flashlight just standing there. And at that time, back in them days, folks bootlegged sold whiskey a little, you know. My daddy sold a little of that. He made a little whiskey back in the woods there on the branch and sold it. And so we thought if somebody had come up out there wanting some whiskey, you know, and they saw us and scared to come on up there and let us see them. So I think I called out there and told them, "There ain't nobody with us here just getting a possum out of the sack. Just come on up here, whatever you want." So that's who I thought it was, you know, somebody wants some whiskey. So I hope you don't play this thing in the wrong place, because it don't make no difference knowing about
sorry,
that. It's been so long ago. But anyway, they didn't say nothing. And F.G. spoke up then. And he said, "Come on up here, whoever it is." Said, "They know you standing back off out there. We ain't nobody to bother you." And still they didn't say nothing to come on, so then F.G. said, "Well, we go out there and see who it is, find out what they're up to." And we started on out there, and I reckon we got in 50 or 100 feet of that light, and it just disappeared and went out. And we ain't seen or heard a thing in the world.
Well, did it rise up the way the other one did?
No, when I seen it, it was just standing there. I don't know who saw it first. I don't remember. Well, me and one of the other fellas saw
it. But you all saw it.
We all saw it. It stayed there long enough for all three of us to see it, and stood there a good bit, 2 or 3 minutes, I reckon, for we decided to go see about it, you know, and then it just disappeared.
Golly,
that's weird. Didn't see no tracks. It wasn't nobody. Didn't hear nobody run or walk off or nothing. So that was another thing.
Were you all scared?
Well, no, it didn't scare us too much. Mm-hmm. It might have scared me if I'd have been by myself, but us three there together, it didn't.
Yeah.
It all happened so quick.
That's interesting. I've never seen anything.
Never did
like
think
that.
Nothing about it after that, but that was two things that I saw that I never didn't know about. And then again was after I was married. Married in Alabama over there, and me and my wife moved back here and was living up